you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Today I'm going to open up the program with four verses that I pray, that I trust, that I hope will help us all better deal with lamentation, heartache, and yet hope, because we serve a great God who is sovereign, who is good, and as we lean into Jesus, we can find hope. John 16:33, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Lamentations 3:22-23, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the confession of the hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Listening friend, I hope the music that I've chosen for today can be used for all of you, whether you're in the midst of lamenting, heartache, loss, grieving through something, or you know somebody that's at that point, or to prepare you for the future when heartache strikes, you're in shock and you don't know what to do with your emotions. I'll also mention in the coming weeks, you're going to hear a number of messages by Rick Warren, How to Get Through What You Are Going Through, which Holly, David, and I have heard multiple times, and I believe God will use it in your life.
If you are wounded, and if you're alone, if you are angry, if your heart is cold as stone, if you have fallen, and if you are weak, then come find the word of God that only the suffering seek. Come lift up your sorrows and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your share there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you to worship him with your wounds, for he's wounded too. He has not stuttered, and he has not lied. When he said, come unto me, you're not disqualified. When you're heavy laden, you may want to depart, but those who know sorrow, they're closest to his heart. Come lift up your sorrows and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your share there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you to worship him with your wounds, for he's wounded too. In this most holy place, he's made a sacred space for those who will enter and trust to cry out to him, and and you'll find no curtain there, no reason left for fear. There's perfect freedom here to weep every unwept tear. Come lift up your sorrow, offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your share there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you.
He's waiting for you
to worship him.
We will trust your steadfast love. Your grace will be our song.
I fear to cry. I come, return to the Lord, the one who's broken, the one who's torn me apart. You strike down to bind me up, you say you do it all in love, that I might know you in your suffering.
Not only is all your affliction momentary, not only is all your affliction light in comparison to eternity and the glory there, but all of it is totally meaningful. Every millisecond of your pain from the fallen nature or fallen man, every millisecond of your misery in the path of obedience is producing a peculiar glory you will get because of that. I don't care if it was cancer or criticism. I don't care if it was slander or sickness. It wasn't meaningless. It's doing something. It's not meaningless. Of course you can't see what it's doing. Don't look to what is seen. When your mom dies, when your kid dies, when you got cancer at 40, when a car careens into the sidewalk and takes her out, don't say, it's meaningless. It's not. It's working for you an eternal weight of glory. Therefore, do not lose heart, but take these truths and day by day, focus on them. Preach them to yourself every morning. Get alone with God and preach His word into your mind until your heart sings with confidence that you are new and cared for.
Oh, you slay me, yet I will.
take from me. I will bless your name, though you ruin me, still I will worship, sing a song to the one who's all I need. I'll sing a song to the one who's all I need.